Hello, everybody. How you doing on this Saturday? Yes. Last night, I didn't go on a bender or anything. It's just that hanging out with the girls and the one guy, Vance. He's just, okay, every group of girls always has one guy, the satellite boy. The guy who's just always there and he kind of chills with all the girls, but he's not gay. You know what I mean? Vance is like that to us. And I guess I could say my other friend Marcus is kind of like that. But then again, he's dating one of the girls, so it doesn't count. Anyway. Yeah, last night brought a very hilarious conversation in the car that gave me an idea for this chibi episode. Now, this chibi episode is rated 18+. I didn't think I would ever have to rate a chibi episode 18+. So if you're in the office or if you're around kids, turn this off. Go away. Yes, this is an explicit chibi. Get out. All right, now that they're gone, wait, I'll give you one more second. Put on your headphones. Okay, now that that's over, we were talking about hentai, right? And we got a pretty good conversation about it, except for Troy, who, well, she hates hentai and doesn't know much about it and hates anything pervy. Very prudish. Well, the rest of us was talking about hentai. And we got into conversation of, okay, so how come most hentai always has to have some fucked up shit? Like, the girl doesn't enjoy it. And this is what Sessa said. Like, the girl doesn't enjoy it. And she's always getting raped. And there's penises turning into vaginas or vice versa. Or all that shit. And I'm like, am I the only one in the world who likes just regular sex? I mean, yes, I like yaoi. And I like yuri. But I just like straight up intimate hetero sex where both people are enjoying it in hentai. And it's like, oh my god, can I not watch hentai? And then it turned into some sort of scary thing. Oh my god. And talking to this guy in the car, he's like, oh yeah, I've been watching some Bridal Black and some Night Shift Nurses, and oh man, they're so awesome, where this happens, and this happens. I'm like, no, shut up, no, that's horrible. I really don't like Bridal Black. I'm gonna just say that right now, I'm putting it out in the open. I haven't seen Night Shift Nurses though, but when he said water tube, I said stop right there, because I seen a water tube used at a convention. No, no. I think that was I think it was Anal Sanctuary. I told y'all the Anal Sanctuary thing in the Katsukon report. I'm not sure if I should have put that in the Katsukon report when I think retrospectively, but oh my god. Dude. Alright. There was shit everywhere in that anime. I thought, oh my god. So I looked down. I was like, okay, they're not going to do that again. They did it again. Oh my god, and it was the chick from the first time he did it, except hypnotized, so she's raping the innocent chick, and then making her poo everywhere! And then we got into a whole, dude, you know that movie Dumb and Dumber? No, Dumb and Dumber 2, when Harry meets Lloyd, when Bob Saget's in it, he walks in the bathroom, he's like, shit! There's shit everywhere! There's shit on the walls! Shit! Shit in my house! We started yelling that for about 5 minutes. That movie is dumb. But that scene is worth it. That's one scene. If you don't like that movie, just watch that one scene. And the end scene with the car. Shit on the car! But, yeah, and then it got me thinking. WTF! I mean, when I think about it, most of the hentai I hear about is mostly, well, fucked up hentai. Maybe it's because I haven't really been searching, but I just like straight up, okay, my taste in hentai are pretty much boring. I just like straight up intimate making love to each other. You know, girls enjoying it, guys enjoying it. Oh yeah. And with maybe a bit of story. And you're probably thinking, you probably like softcore porn as well. Not really. I used to watch it when I was like younger. But I don't really like live action that much. In fact, I don't really like animated hentai. Most of the hentai I like is, well, doujin or manga. Same with Yaoi and Yuri. I like that in a, well, drawn form. I like that in a manga form. Better than just animated. Eh, I have strange taste in my, tastelessness. I guess. I guess I could put it that way. Strange taste in my tastelessness. But yeah, I think another hentai episode is due. I watched this awesome one called Akiba Girls. I really watch it because I like those stories that are centered around otaku. And this was a hentai. So I thought, so is this going to be like Getchikin with sex? Oh man, I have some words for that. But I haven't watched 3 yet. In fact, I might watch 3 tonight just because I'm in the mood for that. Not in the mood to, you know what, but, you know, want to watch some hentai. Also, we got in a conversation like, yeah, hentai, I don't know anyone who actually vaps to it. Well, I know one person. That was the creepiest motherfucker in the Starlight Anime Club. Oh my god, that creepy motherfucking, oh my god. Who would proudly pronounce it. Yes, well, not pronounce it. Who would proudly announce, I fap to hentai. I also draw it. But, yeah, most of the time when any of us watch it's for, ha 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 ha, look at that, or just to creep someone out. Like, when I went to the one at Katakon, I wasn't going to, get off on it. I was just going, you know, hang out with some college friends, maybe make fun of some people getting raped or something. Oh, man, that sounds so horrible. Oh, man. Oh, I'm horrible. But instead, I had to walk out because I couldn't take that thing. I'm not even sure if I'm going to any hentai at AUSA or Katsucon coming up. Those are my last two cons in this con season. Yeah, my con season starts weird. My con season is weird. Starts with Otakon, then T-Mode. And if I could go to Baltimore Comic Con, I would, but I'm not. I'm going to Small Press Expo, though. Then there's Anime USA. Then there's Katsucon. And that's about it. Yeah, my con season mostly consists of fall. Speaking of which, the panels coming up for AUSA are coming well. When I do the AUSA pre-con report, I'm like, okay, it's at this time, and this is at this time, and this is at this time, and this is at this time. Please come to it and be like, yo, Vega. Oh, and I got good news in the form of email. My panel for Katsucon got accepted. I will be running I'm not sure if it's the first, maybe the first in this area, because I haven't seen this at any of the cons in this part of the country. Yaoi Game Show! Yeah, I said it. Yaoi Game Show. Ooh. But yeah, hentai in general. It's cool if you watch it. It's kind of creepy if you're, well, creepy about it. Because I've seen some pretty creepy people. I mean, it's a bad first impression if you, you know, we talk for a while. And this has actually happened. We talk for a while. Then they, like, grab me from behind and be like, yeah, I really like the bondage stuff. That's not a good impression to leave on me or anyone. Oh my god. Nor is it good to try and force hentai on people. I used to not like hentai back in like early college. I was like, no, hentai is evil and bad and it's porn. And I got corrupted. Blame anime clubs. I blame anime clubs. And AV Hell Zero. Speaking of which, AV Hell Divided by Zero. I wonder if that's out yet. I heard about it, but I didn't really see into it. Yeah, definitely gotta download that if it's out. Watch it all. But yeah. Hentai, remember to be cool with it. And if you laugh at it, that's good. But if you like, say, Guro or Chicks Getting Decapitated, or if your favorite hentai is Orotsuka Doji, yeah. It's been so long since I've seen that, though. I should watch it and talk about it just for the show, but I kind of don't want to. Well, I kind of don't want to by myself. I want to, like, bring some people who haven't seen it and, you know, fuck with them. And most likely you're going to, because I'm like, hey, you guys want to watch some hentai? And they're gonna, and of course, usually the answer is, sure, let's watch some hentai. Only very few people say no to hentai. Like, only Troy says no to hentai. Like, when I told her I was doing the Yaoi panel, like, Yaoi game show, she's like, oh, I said, I'm doing a game show at Katsuka. She's like, yay, it's about Yaoi. All right, you lost me. Fuck you. I don't know a song about hentai, so I'm just going to play this gack song, because last night we also got in a huge gacked mood. Oh my god. It's like gacked resurgence. In, I don't know. Although I always loved gacked. Ah.
Come.